This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Champaign County continues its tribute to the life of Abraham Lincoln in this bicentennial year of his birth. Next month, Thursday, March 12th through Sunday the 15th, Lincoln Fest 2009 will present a film festival at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. In addition to the screening of films, the festival will feature an opening gala, discussions, and music. The festival is presented by the Champaign County Historical Museum and the Champaign County Abraham Lincoln Bicentennial Celebration Commission. Participants and special guests will include Hal Holbrook and his wife, actress Dixie Carter, Vernon Burton, Guy Fraker, the Ravinia Lincoln Trio, Ian Hobson and the Sinfonia Decamera, and the man who is my guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine, Danil McCollum. Danil, a native of Champaign-Urbana, serves as Champaign City historian. He's also been active in Champaign political life, serving on the city council and as the city's mayor. He's the author of many articles and two books. His two books, Essays on the Historical Geography of Champaign County and The Lord Was Not on Trial, involve local history. Good to see you again, sir.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So what are the films that will be screened next month? As this is a film festival, I think we should take that question first.
Well, we first had to find the array of films that would probably be reasonably suitable to modern audiences. And the first talkie film that is related to Lincoln happens to be a film by D.W. Griffith, which was his first talkie and his last film. And it's interesting because the transition between silent films and talkies had not quite taken over, so the kind of acting gestures that you readily associate with the silent films are still carried over, even though there's sound. So I thought that one was especially interesting. But there's the Henry Fonda movie, the Raymond Massey movie, and then, of course, the parts of the six-part series Sandberg's Lincoln featuring Hal Holbrook. We also got a fine film that was entitled The Perfect Tribute, which features Chick Sale. And Chick Sale was an Urbana boy who in the 20s and 30s was a colorful Hollywood character actor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very interesting short film. So we have a pretty interesting array of films.
Yeah. Now, D.W. Griffith, famously or infamously, is best known for Birth of a Nation. How does he handle Lincoln in this film?
Well, obviously, it's a laudatory portrayal of Lincoln. It's pretty hard to find somebody who's going to brave a less than laudatory film of Lincoln. But it's I guess, mainly interesting from an historical standpoint in not only film lore between the transition between talkies and silent films and talkies, but also the beginning of the really almost – not that there weren't silent film treatments of Lincoln, but really the – probably the first really effort to portray Lincoln from early years to his assassination. And it's just a very interesting film.
Yeah. As a historian, Daniel, do you think that these films overall give us a pretty accurate feel for the 16th president?
For my money, mm-hmm. I think the Holbrook series does it the best.
Yeah, okay.
But, of course, that was a six-part made-for-television series. And I think Holbrook carries the more accurate effort of portraying Lincoln by being really a colloquial type person. He was raised on the frontier. He spoke like he was on the frontier. Most of his time in Washington, he was often characterized as a rustic and plain spoken, in spite of the fact that his state papers are, without the help of an army of speechwriters, the finest things that any president ever produced.
Well, tell us a little bit more about Hal Holbrook and his role here in the upcoming festival. As I mentioned, he'll be here.
Holbrook, I don't know what caused him to do the Lincoln, because he's most famously known for doing this impersonation of Mark Twain, which was masterful beyond
Wonderful.
All measure.
Yeah.
In fact, he even pioneered that, the one-man show for impersonating a historical figure. But I think Holbrook was able to bring to the screen a more accurate expression of Lincoln, the way he talked. It's really hard to put in words, and I think that's what's going to be the value of this series, is that it's going to be mixed up with Henry Fonda, Raymond Massey, Hal Holbrook, and of course Chick Sale. I think that will be probably the best indication that the public can get of maybe the development over the years of how the 16th president has been portrayed in film.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we've got another couple of important questions that we need to get to. How much do festival passes cost? Are individual tickets available? Are there free events? And where can we get passes and tickets?
The tickets are available at the Virginia Theater. They are $30 for the four-day series. The effort was not to make money on this. We were trying to get as many people to come and learn about Lincoln as possible. It is a rather extravagant event. I think not having done a film festival before, but fortunately having Nancy Casey on board, she knows how to do it, and it's a very, very ambitious undertaking, even for somebody who's done it before.
Yeah. And Nancy has, of course, long been associated with Ebert Fest.
She originated Ebert Fest.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now the question I really want to ask you, and that is, as a historian, do you have a story about Lincoln in Champaign County that you'd like to share with us this afternoon?
Well, very quickly, the road from Urbana to Danville still exists that Lincoln rode circuit on. And that crossed the Salt Fork River just south of and a little west of where St. Joe is today. There was a tavern located there known as Kelly's Tavern. Kelly was a known raconteur, and a stranger visited there one evening and spent the night, as reported in the early histories. And he was so entertaining that Kelly refused to charge him fare for it. The stranger indicated that, well, he would pay Mr. Kelly back someday. And a short time later, a post office warrant came and was named St. Joseph's, and it was located at Kelly's Tavern. It turns out that at the same time, Lincoln was elected to the Congress for his two-year term, and he was on the Postal Committee. So the story does not mention Lincoln by name, but the coincidence is pretty pretty direct.
Interesting. Never turn a stranger away, especially one that can tell a good story. So do we know anything about Mr. Kelly?
Kelly was the son-in-law of the individual who actually laid off Champaign County, John Vance. So John Vance's daughter married Mike Kelly. Not Mike Kelly. He was the coal mine over in Danville. Joe Kelly, I guess. Anyway, they operated a tavern there for many years, and then he retired off somewhere in the northern part of the county and disappears from history.
Interesting. Well, thank you very much for coming in and talking with us this afternoon.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Daniel McCollum has been my guest in this portion of the Afternoon Magazine. He's one of the people behind the Lincoln Fest 2009 Film Festival that gets underway next month. It begins Thursday, March 12th, and runs through Sunday the 15th at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. There's a website, so you can find more information about the films and what's screened when. The website is www.lincolnfest2009.com. LincolnFest2009.com. And the Virginia Theater, the number there, 356-9063. 356-9063. Daniel, again, thanks.